If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you.
On this date in 1973, singer Jim Croce died in a plane crash in Louisiana. 30 years earlier, on January 10th, the musician was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Raised on ragtime and country, Croce played the accordion as a child and would eventually teach himself the guitar. It wasn't until his freshman year of college that he began to take music seriously, forming several bands over the next few years. After graduation, he continued to play various gigs at local bars and parties, working as both a teacher and construction worker to support himself and his wife. In 1969, the singer, his wife, and an old friend from college moved to New York and recorded an album. When the record didn't sell, they moved to a farm in Lyndell, Pennsylvania, where Croce juggled several jobs, including singing for radio commercials. Eventually, he was noticed and signed by the ABC Denhill label and released his second album, You Don't Mess Around With Jim, in 1972. The record spawned three hits, You Don't Mess Around With Jim, Operator, and Time in a Bottle. The latter would become Croce's breakthrough hit, shooting all the way to number one on the Billboard charts. Croce quickly followed with Life and Times in early 1973 and gained his first number one hit with Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Just 2 months after this song topped the charts, Croce's plane crashed. The musician and four other passengers were killed instantly. Croce's career peaked after his death. Several albums were released posthumously, most notably the Greatest Hits Collection, which became a bestseller. Several other compilations have been issued, including the 1992 release, The 50th Anniversary Collection, and the 2000 compilation, Time in a Bottle, The Definitive Collection. It was reported on this date in 1769 that everybody at Arkansas Post had come down with a fever as a result of high water. Archaeologist Samuel Doris Dickinson surmises that this might have been an early instance of typhoid in Arkansas from the fact that the settlement's drinking water was polluted. Typhoid is among the earliest diseases reported in Arkansas and was a significant public health problem up through the early 20th century. Though it became less common in the modern era, typhoid had a significant impact upon state health in times and places where poor sanitation was the norm. On this date, in 1519, Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan set out from Spain on a voyage to find a western passage to the Spice Islands in Indonesia. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.